We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Solomon Wilcots, former NFL cornerback, of course, longtime NFL broadcaster. Solomon, how are you, man? Thanks so much for joining us.
Adam, Dustin, hey, doing great, and good to be on with you guys today.
Yeah, it's excellent to have you with us, Solomon. And let's begin with, first of all, you know, we've just kind of been asking everybody, like, how are you handling your quarantine?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm all suited to work from home. I have an office and studio where I can do all the voiceover stuff and the work I do for Sirius XM NFL Radio and the work we do for Pro Football Focus. We can work remotely because we have the computers and all the technology to be able to get everything done. So I'm glad to be on the right team, as they say.
Yeah. No question. As I sit on my deck at my house doing a radio show with you guys, looking at the water. It's a nice day in Ohio, 65 degrees. So we'll be glad that we have a job that allows us the technology to do it from home in situations like this. Solomon, let's get to some Brown stuff here. Obviously, the Browns have made some moves in free agency. They've went for one of the top tackles in Conklin. But here's the question I have for you, because they signed Case Keenum recently as a backup quarterback, and Case talked yesterday, and he said he's ready to play. And he also said he's ready to come and be the backup and do all the things that he has to do. But I'm curious your thoughts on where Case Keenum's mindset maybe is. He said this was one of the best backup opportunities in the league. To me, that says, well, maybe he thinks he can play here.
Well, no, what it means is if I don't play, we're winning. And if I do play, I'm going to have to come in and maybe put out a fire, but I'm capable of doing that. And the reason why he says that is because he's looking at the players that surround the quarterback. Any backup quarterback, if you're coming in and you're, you know, say a ball club that doesn't have an Odell Beckham Jr., that doesn't have a Jarvis Landry, that doesn't have an Austin Hooper, now you're concerned. He's looking at the players that are surround him, the players on defense. He knows the system, having played under Stefanski. For him, he's saying, hey, listen, it doesn't get any better than this. And I think if you weighed and measured it correctly, I think it's very understandable.
We're talking with Solomon Wilcots. Solomon, you talk about Case Keenum. The Browns have had a very busy free agent period here so far. In addition to Keenum, two big moves on the offense. They had Austin Hooper. They had Jack Conklin to play right tackle. They've made a number of signings on defense in terms of, you know, some starters or some good depth pieces on one-year contracts. What do you think about what the Browns have done to this point in free agency?
Look, very good. I mean, you love the names on the back of the jerseys, right? Because that's what we tend to get excited about every single year. And, you know, everywhere I go when I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns, I say, look, Cleveland Browns, they draft good players. They sign good players. You and I both know a lot of the players who come and go, they leave and they go on and they do very well. I mean, they're playing on Super Bowl teams and you get players who played well at other places. The real key is just keeping the foundational elements of this team together. The general manager, the person who's picking the players, we need some consistency. The person who's coaching the players, you need consistency. You can't have, say, different coaches coming in one year, you're 3-4, another year, you're 4-3. Okay, now we're running zone scheme on offense, another, because coaches are bringing in their own schemes, and they have they want players to fit the scheme. And so if you bring in a new play caller, the play caller is going to want to get the players to match what he wants to do, which means he's going to change out the players you once had. As you guys well know, as when you keep turning that over, you can't grow any roots. And so while I can get excited about Jack Conklin, who I absolutely love, Austin Hooper, who I think is going to be really good, if we keep changing coaches and general managers, next year we're going to be at this all over again. And the year after that, all over again. And even though the players are really good, so if we allow them to grow roots there in Cleveland with the same coach in the same systems, I think you're going to find that this team could be really good. Not just good, but really good.
Hey, Sally, real quick. Did Mike Brown like not be able to leave the house so that the Bengals could actually sign some people? What's going on in Cincy? They're making some moves down there.
See, you know that's a misnomer. When the Browns owned the team, when they were coaching the team, you guys were winning all the championships. And, you know.
Wrong Brown, though, Solomon. Wrong Brown.
I'm just telling you. Yeah, and when they left, you won only one cent.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean, you might want to be a little more respectful, but you and I know you were tongue-in-cheek on that.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm just
course,
having fun with you.
Of course.
But, yeah, no, you're right. They're signing players. They're competing. They want to win. You know that. And listen, they went to the last decade, they went to the playoffs 5 out of 10 years. They went to the Super Bowl twice in the 80s with this same guy as the general manager. So I think a lot of, it's kind of like when people start to pick on the Cleveland Browns, I stand up for them. And I feel the same way when people start to pick on the Bengals, because you and I both know a lot of it is hyperbole and prone to exaggeration.
We're talking with former defensive back NFL analyst Solomon Wilcots. Solomon, let's talk about the biggest story in NFL free agency. Tom Brady is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Has your brain adjusted to the sound of that yet?
You know, when we were at the Super Bowl, I was doing a lot of work on Radio Row, and we were talking about the expectancy of Tom Brady becoming a free agent. And I knew about the clause and some of the triggers for salary cap, and I knew that there was an 80% chance that he wasn't coming back, small percentage of chance that he would. I went looking at all the teams, and I felt the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be his landing spot. Tom's very smart. I've interviewed him on many occasions. I spent a lot of time with BA, a lot of time with Tom Moore, and even with Peyton Manning when they drafted him in 98 when they were both working in Indianapolis. These two coaches have groomed and worked with quarterbacks like Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer when they resurrected his career. And if that offense could do what it did last year, over 6,000 yards of total offense, two receivers over 1,000 yards, and Peyton Barber and the other running back, they combined for over 1,000 yards rushing, and the quarterback threw for over 5,000. If they can do that with Jameis Winston throwing 30 interceptions, what do you think that offense could do with Tom Brady?
A lot of potential.
I think it's going to do a lot. I mean, I told Bull yesterday, Sally, that I think that the Buccaneers could win 13 games. I think they'll win that division.
So,
I think they could be a team that could. Yeah, I think I don't think it's out of the question.
So at PFF, they had the number one rated passing attack, but they had the 10th. Best offensive line in terms of quarterback protection. They had the number one graded run defense. And for the second half of the NFL season in the final 8 games, remember they cut Vernon Hargraves. There's a cornerback there by the name of Carlton Davis. This kid is phenomenal. But over the last 8 games of the season, they had the third best coverage unit, ranked only behind the Patriots at number one and the 49ers at number two. So when I tell you now, they were building something. They were one game shy of making the playoffs. Jameis just couldn't stop throwing it to the other team. Well, they already know that Tom won't be a problem in that area. So they have already made themselves so much better. And the Bucs are worse, a different team the second half of the year than they were the first half. And I think most people had already checked out and stopped watching them by then.
Solomon, you mentioned Jameis Winston there. Where do you think he and Cam Newton and maybe even Andy Dalton end up?
Well, I can tell you this. I do know, like, Andy Dalton would be a New England Patriot right now. Except the Patriots, remember, I talked about some of the triggers with Tom Brady's contract.
Yeah.
They're, because of bonuses they had paid him, they had pushed it out, they're still paying $13.5 million against the cap for what they had front-loaded to Tom Brady. And that's why it was going to be difficult to re-sign him to a contract when you have 13.5 on top of whatever number you sign them to. Well, they have only about $2 million as we sit here today. They may have to cut more players. Remember, they lost Jamie Collins. They let Kyle Van Noy go. They did re-sign Devin McCourty. But $2 million under the cap won't even allow them to take Andy Dalton, who by today's standards at $17 million, you and I both know today's starting quarterbacks, they're all going to make $30 million or more. He's at right. 17, so a lot of teams will want him. I think the Bengals are going to keep him, actually, to serve as a backup for Joe Burrow if he's the guy they're going to take with the first overall pick. I can't tell you who would take Jameis Winston. He's always this reclamation project. Any quarterback that throws it to the other team is a double agent. He's wearing your uniform, but he's playing for the other team. And Dustin will tell you, if you play defense, you would prefer to play against that guy, right?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, Cam Newton, yeah, Cam, his health is the only thing in question. So, look, I would take Cam. I just can't tell you where the landing spot's going to be because you've got to be all in with him just like you would a Lamar Jackson if he's going to be your quarterback.
Solomon, are you surprised that the league is not the GMs all want the draft postponed. They can't do. You know, with free agency, at least you know the guys. They've been in the league. With the draft, there's a lot of work that hasn't been done, and, you know, some teams won't even be able to get into their facilities by the draft. It's 4 weeks from tonight. Are you surprised that they're not pushing it back?
No, I'm not, because, for one, if you look at the schedules and all of us and how we've changed our lives to be – to practice social distancing and be more aware of what we're doing. The draft is in no way, shape, or form putting anyone at jeopardy. They've already not going to do it in New York. This is, remember the old days, Dustin? They called you while you were at your friend's apartment. They called you saying it wasn't a big TV show. There was no red carpet deal. It was, they called you. You were glad if you made the team. They told you to talk to the secretary. She's going to get you a plane ticket. Don't be late. That's what it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
That's how they did it. And so for these guys that think it's got to be a show or that it's got to be something glamorous, it does, all they're doing, the draft is nothing but a situation just like your fantasy. Well, all we're doing is dividing up the talent. That's all we're going to do. It's just like kids on a playground. I'll take him, you take him. I got him, you get him. That's what they're doing. So now they got a month to figure it out. Well, they had months to figure it out. No one can convince me that this is going to be more complicated because we're going to stay on schedule. No way. So we're not putting anyone at risk because I think that's most important. Secondly, let's continue with business as normally as we possibly can because there's a ripple effect, right? There's unintended consequences when we begin to start trying to change calendars and do all this other stuff just because, a few GMs don't have their ducks in a row.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that I would be, like, if I was a GM, I'd be, like, upset about is the fact that I can't get my guys in and have these face-to-face meetings. I would be like paranoid that someone else is doing it. And if you're a GM for the Dolphins, maybe there's guys in Florida that you can have access to.
You ever heard of FaceTime? Can't you do FaceTime?
No.
Why not?
I understand that. I get all that.
Well, what's the problem? You can meet them face to face. People are getting business done every day using the technology that are available. Now, Dustin and I, we know some of these GMs. Some of them are like dinosaurs. They don't want to use technology. They don't want to type. They don't want to use anything that's technical. They want to do it the old way because that's the way it's always been done. Well, they need to adjust. But those are the guys that can't win. Those are the guys that don't understand data analytics. Those are the guys that won't take in new information. So if you're a dinosaur and you don't understand that, you know, people are dating differently because of technology. People are meeting people differently because of technology. You can get to know your player through technology. And if you should go find another job.
No, I'm
Solomon's talked me into it, Dustin. I tell you, you've talked me into it. Yeah, you're right. These guys are a bunch of whiners, these GMs. I've been saying for a couple of days they should postpone the draft, but we need some entertainment. And stop being a bunch of whiners. Everybody else is dealing with the situation. Solomon's right. I'm on board.
Hey, there was once a day I think our producer used to have to fax a request to get Gil Brandt on the show.
That's right. I think you still have to fax Gil Brandt.
Well, he's old school as they come now. Old school.
I know.
Solomon, great to talk to you as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, you guys keep up the great work, and thanks for having me.
Thanks, Solomon Wilcots, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.